Time in Africa.
Hello, howdy buddy. This is the English to Africa service broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Heather Maxwell. Today's program is one big, beautiful mix. We start off in the 90s, and in this current year of 2016, and in the middle, amazing African songs from every decade. Some of these artists you'll surely recognize, like old-timers Habib Kwate, Baba Mal, and Ray Lima. But others you may meet for the first time, such as DXD from Ghana or Eid Aziz from Kenya. But you'll love them all because, well, you know you can count on me to select the best African music ever. I also have for you this week music reporter Bill Odidi. He brings us a special report and interview from Nairobi on the popular band Sauti Sol. And you're also going to hear a Nigerian treasure of a song from the late 1960s. Hey, so let's get rockin'. We're going to kick it off with Ray Lima. Lima is a Congolese musician who was born on March 30th, 1946, in the former Kingdom of Congo. That's the western part of what is today called Democratic Republic of Congo. Here's Ndila, a song from his 1990 album, Gaia. This is what he says. How much did I cry? I went to work, but I knew Mama was sick. When I got back home from work, I found a letter on the table. I read it, and it said Mama was dead. I grabbed my suitcase and jumped on the train, but by the time I got on the train, Mama was already in the coffin. By the time I climbed down off the train, Mama was already in the tomb. I could only mourn in my solitude.
Buana kanda kamisa.
Beautiful. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. And that was Ray Lima with Ndila from his 1990 album, Gaia.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music.
Here's another 1990 sound, Maskandi, from the heart of Zulu country. One of the greatest guitarists and performers of all time is the late Mfateni Khumalo, affectionately known as Mfaz Omnyama. He started playing as a kid on a handmade guitar, and by the 1980s, Mfaz Omnyama had developed a unique style. He played the guitar upside down and converted the strings to suit his left hand. Khumalo released nearly 20 albums, with some achieving platinum sales status. Here's Uvelafi Wamashushu Dali from his 1997 album, Kula Chichilamo. Uvelafi Wamashushu Dali by the late Maskandi wizard Mfateni Khumalo, a.k.a. Mfaz Omnyama. Khumalo passed away in 2001 in his hometown hospital in KwaZulu-Natal. He was 42 years old.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa. All right, everybody. Hey, this is Heather, and we're moving out of the 90s and into current times. Here's a huge 2013 Kwaito hit, Hawaii. It's by Big News, a very popular Durban-based Kwaito group. The group is made up of Mandla Mafumulo, a.k.a. Mamfischa, Mzi Chomela, a.k.a. Danger, and the late Spukromo, a.k.a. R. Mashesha. Hawaii comes off their album Made in Africa.
Was Big News with Hawaii.
Now, Big News has another album that was just released in 2015 called For the People. Once I get my hands on it, friends, we're going to give it a listen.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. A great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Gonna meet his family.
Hello, this is Heather. We're in a big, beautiful music mix this hour. Here's a new track by Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté.
Tanto virema bata fanna masawarane bata fanna masawarane ala tumangura imatu ponga yaretu bata fanna masawarane wembre ma flow farene ma flow wasiki saki mato worigena flow elbe african ma vibration espira so fufa fufa ma wunyiki we ponga dime familia ponga more na malia. Ponga di me familia, ponga di me familia, ponga more na malia, ponga di me familia, ponga mali. Bata fanu masawarane, ala tu mangura imato ponga ya reto. Bata fanu masawarane, bata fanu masawarane. Ala tu mangera imatu ponga yareto bata fando masawara me.
Will I believe in me like I believe in you? I'ma hold on to the rope until I see this through. Will I believe in me like I believe in you? I'ma hold on to the rope until I see this through. Walking the road so dark with my heavy heart, but I was born the right time to play my part. A world gone mad, getting worse every minute, and everyone in it is just living like a cynic. There's a crazy frustration, lights are flickering out, but we will be the generation that'll figure it out. There's a crazy frustration, lights are flickering out, but we will be the generation that'll figure it out. Like, hey, you gotta believe in you, hey, and what you know is true. Hey, crew and show and say cool, just like the ancestors, but it's something brand new. Like, hey, you gotta believe in you, hey, and what you know is true. Hey, crew and show and say cool, just like the ancestors, but it's something brand new.
Batafa by Driscoll and Kouyaté, track 5 from their new album, Monistic Theory.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
Musictime@voanews.com.
VOA. Here's Tata Diana.
Senori, titira, tanga, gatego, baba, bro.
mama yajyaga mbwira mwana wanjye cyo baduka kandi ishuri fata urubaho kwiga byagira akamaro nkiganyira ubwo nkari kwepa nkajya guceza minerva iyo nkayibyeta abo twiganye bararangije badukuje ayo maseve nanjye naho nkanuye amaso ninjye shomeri w'i Kigali na masogisi iburyo umweri bumose icyatsi boshye umufana wa Kiyovu abana baza bakamuhunga bati dusuwe n'umusasi ukabona wambaye n'agakoti keza yananigirije ariko munda ntakigenda bitsi banga n'umuyaga yebabawe
Yes, that was Teta. I'm Heather, and you're inside Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA.
You know I love staying in touch with you on social media, right? Well, I received this nice message from Yakuba Ibn Dauda. He just became a member of my Music Time in Africa group page. And he says this, an opportunity to be officially inducted into the ever-increasing family of MTIA. Dr. Maxwell, thank you for stirring in Africans, our African-ness through MTIA. You are indeed our inspiration. Please kindly welcome me with the music of Baba Mal of Senegal, the song Yele. All right, well, thank you for the message, Hamadi, and welcome to the group. Here is your song, Yele, by Baba Mal.
Yele! Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa. This music comes from the Senegal area. It's a sound, it's a music of West Africa. I listen to the rhythm, listen to the singer. Are you listening? Well, it's a one called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. When you hear the Yele, you might say, eh, eh. Listen how the Yele sound a lot like reggae. You know some connection, but happy day. Baba Mal.
Morata kupuba an, iti jamgetan, African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Senegal is a country in West Africa between the Gambia and Mauritania. In the past it was used by the slave trader, buy and sell people like a second hand car. From Gore Island near to Dakar, millions of blacks sent from Africa, lead by them sent to America. Some of the ones they could manage them sent to Jamaica. Now listen how the music have a reggae flavor, a something Bob Marley would be proud of. And if you're looking at the facts of Senegal, sister, Senegal information, Dakar is the capital of the nation. Population around 7 million, about the size of England plus Scotland. 1658 colonization by the Frenchman. 1960 independence come, 300 years of revolution. Where you're born in Jamaica or England, where you're born in America or you're African, could be a Japanese or a Australian. Everybody have a rock to the yellow pattern. Original African, this is Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele. Ancient African music called Yele. Senegalese music called Yele.
Wonderful. Hey, hi everybody, this is Heather. And that was Baba Mal with Hamadi Boiro, or Yele. The song was released in 1992 and was requested by brand new MTIA group member Yakuba Ibn Dauda from Nigeria.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
All right, coming up next, a special report that zooms in on one popular Kenyan band, Sauti Sol. Bill Odidi presents that from Nairobi. After that, I've got a hit new single from another Kenyan artist, Eid Aziz. And then that oldie from Nigeria. All this right after this message.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
All right, so let's listen now to our special report from Nairobi.
Thank you, Heather and Jumbo from Nairobi, Kenya. I'm sure by now you know that's how we say hello in Kiswahili. The last few years have been phenomenal for the Kenyan pop group Sauti Sol, who've risen to become among the most influential artists of their generation in Africa. This group of four men in their mid-20s, Bien, Dalvin, Willis and Polycarp, have created a unique fusion of contemporary pop music with strong cultural influences from Kenyan communities.
When a kid is told, just be disciplined, just know what you want, know yourself, understand your craft, put money into your craft. I think that's the best way to explain our success. We've been very, very resilient. We've been patient also. You know, it hasn't just come like that. It doesn't mean that whenever you do something, you'll always see results. No. So you have to be patient.
That patience has resulted in the third album from Sauti Sol, To Live and Die in Africa, which was launched in Nairobi in February this year. The album has been 2 years in the making, and according to the group, the title is targeted at people of African origin, wherever in the world they may be.
The statement live and die in Africa doesn't necessarily mean like literally, like to live here and to be buried here. So long as you're doing anything that contributes to African development in terms of socialism, in terms of economic development, political development, you're practicing living and dying in Africa.
No place I'd rather be.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Oh, na, na, na.
Live and die in Africa.
Live and Die in Africa, the title track of the latest album by the Kenyan group Sauti Sol. However, the song that really transformed the fortunes of Sauti Sol was Sura Yako, a catchy dance song that was first released in 2014. Delvin from the group explains why this song has become such a pop anthem across the world.
Sura Yako is just what it is at this point. I don't know, it just blew up on us. In how the magnitude at which it came to. So we're totally glad. We're really happy for what Sura Yako has done for us. It's opened so many doors, yeah. Doors that we didn't even imagine were could open and exist. So we all, I would say, apart from our hard work and everything, we owe as well a big part of whatever we are and our success right now to that song.
Sura Yako gave rise to a social media-driven dance craze based on the traditional dance style of Lipala from Western Kenya. During an official dinner in his honor on his visit to Kenya in July 2015, U.S. President Barack Obama joined Sauti Sol on stage to dance along to the song.
If you ask Sauti Sol, like, what is the thing that has made us go the farthest in the world? Is the Lipala dance. So that's what has made us become sellable to the entire like continent and the world over. That's what Obama is dancing to.
Live and Die in Africa is an album of 15 songs, and this is the first self-produced album by Sauti Sol. The production has taken 2 years through what the group describes as a very intense period for them.
The 2 years we took to record this album has been one of the most emotional periods of our lives.
Yeah.
Because even, you see, even the topics, we were going through a lot, like in terms of even like financially, traveling. We were, you see how you can just have a lot on your plate.
Overall, this is a high-quality production, and in an era when the format of the album is first disappearing and many artists are only content with the YouTube hits, it's refreshing to see a new set of songs from one of the most successful groups in Africa today. Bill Odidi for Music Time in Africa, right here in Nairobi, Kenya.
Thanks, Phil, for bringing us inside the world of Sauti Sol.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
She's known across the globe as Het Samaso, but we call her Akoswa right here in Ghana. This is Eugene Solomon.
It's Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Next, the new single from Eid Aziz, Kiswahili. I met Eid when I was in Nairobi in 2015, and we stay in touch. So when I got my hands on his new single, I asked him personally what the song is about. He said this, "The message is to embrace Kiswahili and to remind people that it's the sweetest language. It's been used all over the world," he said. "Hakuna Matata, it's all over the world. The late MJ, I'm presuming that's Michael Jackson, used it, and many people discovered then how sweet Swahili is. And," he added, "all I want is for kids to learn it, because nowadays not many people know how to speak proper Kiswahili." He also said that at the same time, he's telling kids that in general, they need to get educated. So, here it is, Eid Aziz with Kiswahili.
Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya taifa. Papa, mama na vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili.
When
ndio kiongozi wa baadaye. Tusaidia baba na mama, Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya taifa. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, ndio lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Wende shule asubuhi na mapema, wendio kiongozi wa baadaye, utusaidia baba na mama. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, hiyo lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili. Kiswahili kitukuzwe, hiyo lugha ya Afrika. Baba na mama vijana, kitukuzwe Kiswahili.
Swahili, a brand new song from coastal Kenya. I'm Heather Maxwell, bringing you a big, beautiful mix today. And next up, the oldest song in the playlist, but listen to this. It's the late Haruna Ishola and his Apala group playing Apala music. It was recorded sometime between 1967 and 1971.
Obeti tane koko, ilani nile aye koleche. Tane koko, irani nili aye koleje. Aye kura eke lasun, aye kura aye. Aye nizaki zaki ake kumoche muso. Aye kura aye, aye nizaki zaki ake kumoche muso. Eni maori ala koko sawa sa jule alun. Okun la eje o. Yeah.
jemo pe ko je muso kitakira kola ye nfe e je ka sha imelo melo melo
bola o ti ri ta lo le mo
eyan lo mi ni oluwa ma lo mo la kaye ma foju ola go le fun wa ka ma toro je ti kalulu ilu lori sirisi awa lolorin apegan eniyan ni o apegan eniyan ni ibaje le uwetu enu won le o ti gbo apegan eniyan ni
was deep Nigerian music people, Apala. Did you know that Apala is distinguished from juju and other genres of Nigerian roots music by its complete absence of Western instruments? Yeah, and Apala is also unique because of its association with Muslim Yoruba musicians and by its origins. It began in the 1940s to rouse Muslims after the fasting of Ramadan.
This is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
So, I've got three more great songs for you. This next one is one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters from Mali, Habib Kouade. Here's Sambara Bulama.
Sambara ni
Habib Kwate with Sambara Bulama from his 2001 album, Baro. Now, here's an artist you may not know yet. He's from Ghana, and his name is Dawuni X Dawuni, a.k.a. DXD. From time to time, DXD sends me his new songs and music videos, and this is one of them. It's called Sugar, produced by Awaga. I asked DXD to tell me a little bit about his new release, and here's what he said. Well, I released it earlier this afternoon. It's love and sensuality, he said, related, but also it's a mashup of some popular Ghanaian songs. The inspiration came from eating a local Ghanaian snack called kelewele, made of plantain. It has a sweet taste. So as funny as it may sound, DXD said, I basically derived inspiration from that and relate the sweetness to love. All right, so here it is, Sugar by DXD.
Invasion, DXD and another one. Awaga on the beat, this one here is for the ladies. Emmanuel, what a girl on the, listen. I said, give me that sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. I say, give me that sugar, yeah. Girl, the way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. From the back to the front, bad man, one scroll up. Mm-hmm. Too hard, make a man, one just fall up. Uh-huh. Me and my girl, what are you wanna hit? Just hold up. Uh-huh. And scroll up, this one ain't baby. Give me that sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you tickle my something, yeah. One, two, enter, yeah. I say, give me that sugar. Teasing me daily. I want to say, I keep yearning for your something, baby. Oh, yeah, chop kissing, wah. Make your name was a bunker. And I dream, yeah, me see a baby, yeah, yeah.
So if it is in a thinking tonight is an empty night, I'll say not again. So baby, give me that sugar, yeah. Way that you bubble, you bubble, you to kill my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah. I say give me that sugar, yeah, girl. The way that you bubble, you to kill my something, yeah. Want to enter, yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Heather, and you just heard DXD's brand new track, Sugar. Well, we've got time for one more song, and I've selected another new release to close the show. It's by the Debo Band. This band is a huge ensemble led by saxophonist Danny McConnon and fronted by vocalist Brooke Tesfaye. Since they started in 2006, this band has won rave reviews for their groundbreaking take on Ethiopian pop music. What they do is incorporate traditional scales and singing into American soul and funk rhythms. Here's the title track to their brand new sophomore album, Ere Gobez, released May 20th, 2016. gorgeous. Everybody, that is Debo Band with their brand new track, Ere. Well, time to say goodbye for this week, friends. Thanks for sharing the hour with me. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thanks to Bill Odidi in Nairobi for his excellent report on Sauti Sol. I hope you join me next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Peace and love.